This is JRS News coming up. Police post established in Fellowship Hall, St. Catherine. More Jamaicans to access medical training. And local suppliers market goods and services to tourism sector. The news in detail after this message.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage this World Wildlife Day, March 3, and all year round by not harming them and by reporting incidents and illegal trade to NEPA. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
Now the news. A police post has been established in the Fellowship Hall community in St. Catherine, bringing about a greater sense of security for residents. The Caribbean Broilers Group-led initiative is valued at more than $10.5 million and was implemented in partnership with other private sector entities. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the post will serve as a deterrent to criminals, citing the success of the Gravel Heights Police Post, established in 2012, which has resulted in a reduction in crime in the community and its environs.
We've opened a number of police posts right across the island, including a few more in this particular division of St. Catherine North. And what we have found is that in most of those areas, it has had a very positive effect in terms of reducing crime. But perhaps more important in a way, it has allowed the community to develop relationships of trust with the police officers who are right there, same cop, same beat every day, and they get to know the community and the community gets to know them.
Minister Bunting says the police post will have a positive impact on farmers in Fellowship Hall and surrounding communities who have suffered losses as a result of predial larceny. The National Security Minister says the establishment of police posts is in keeping with the strategic focus of the ministry to reduce crime at the community level. More Jamaican students will be able to access medical training at the recently opened Faculty of Medical Sciences Teaching and Research Complex at the University of the West Indies UWI Mona campus. The 250,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility was completed at a cost of $4 billion. Principal of UWI Mona, Professor Archibald MacDonald, says the expansion provides an opportunity for more students to be admitted for medical training.
Without the expansion, we would not have been able to offer more places to Jamaican students. Paradoxically, more poor Jamaican students have been able to do medicine at Mona than before.
The expanded UWI medical faculty now has 5 large lecture theatres, 25 tutorial rooms, 45 small research laboratories for staff, and 12 larger research laboratories equipped with the latest multimedia technology for students. Local suppliers of goods and services marketed their goods at the second staging of the Tourism Linkages Speed Networking event as the industry moves to strengthen partnerships and increase business for manufacturers and other stakeholders. The event provided an avenue for discussion on a range of critical products and services used in the tourism industry. Speaking at the Speed Networking event Tuesday, Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill said tourism can do more for Jamaica's economy.
Tourism is not just about bringing visitors to enjoy the beauty of Jamaica and the culture of Jamaica. It's also a very strong member of the economic family of Jamaica. And the truth of the matter, for us to really make it benefit in Jamaica, we have got to have those persons that come to the sector, they have to consume what is Jamaica.
The Speed Networking event was held in partnership with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association and the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association. And Jamaicans, particularly young people, will get an opportunity to speak directly with Youth Minister Lisa Hanna come Friday, March 20. Minister Hanna will host a Pond Corner reasoning session at the Halfway Tree Transport Center starting at 3 p.m. to discuss issues affecting children and youth. Senior Programs Development Specialist in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Miguel Williams, says the sessions will seek to highlight the need for children and youth to be more aware of their rights and how these are protected. It will also seek to highlight the need for community involvement in the protection of youth and children.
It's an information dissemination point. It is also a point where we can hear from young people as programmers in the ministry to see how we can further align. So this is really another step.
The next Pond Corner reasoning session will be in Westmoreland in April. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.